Brighton Festival 2018.
You're listening to Radio Reverb's Brighton Festival special with Melita Dennett and Rebecca Sandals and Bruce Guthrie. I haven't introduced you yet. Stay back. He's a presenter of Radio Reverb's Mental Health Matters programme. And last night we went to see Adam at the Theatre Royal. Hello, Bruce.
You're right.
Well, it was quite a performance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So set the scene for us.
Okay, it's a true story. And this is a man called Adam Kashmiri, and he was born in Egypt. And this is his story by him with another. And it is his first... This is the beginning of him as a performer, as a storyteller. So, because I loved it, there are lots of things to talk about, I guess.
Okay, and the point is that Adam is a refugee and a trans man.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, it set me thinking about working with asylum seekers and working with trans people as a counsellor. And one of the things, there was a particular moment where you're sitting and there's a woman who is, let's say, the UKBA board authority. She's just asking the questions. And so, Ms. Kashmiri, you say that. And, of course, this question of why did you do nothing? This is the first time we've ever heard of this. It's outrageous. She doesn't quite say outrageous. And, of course, the reason is when you seek asylum, the moment that you show two fingers to wherever it is your country, you can't go back from that moment on. And so there's a very real reason why you don't say that in the country and why you then say it when you get here. So, of course, what I didn't enjoy about last night at all was just how debilitating, dehumanising and degrading that is.
It certainly had moments of being a very uncomfortable experience.
Absolutely,
it was a bit of a roller coaster of emotions as well. So it's a two-handed show. So we have Adam, who is Adam himself, and lots of people, I think, didn't realise actually it's autobiographical Adam.
Mm. Yeah.
They thought it was somebody playing a part, but no, this is actually Adam's story. And then there's Rihanna, who plays Adam when Adam was in Egypt as a female.
And there
and she plays other parts as well.
Aspects of his subpersonalities. So, of course, it's a two Hander, and there's a particular moment when she leaves the stage, and then you have the sense of, my God, this is what it's like to sit in a flat for 732 days in Glasgow, not leaving the house.
Mm.
And we are seeing the working out of that.
Sorry, it made me think of Julian Assange sitting in an embassy for a long time. But moving on, I noticed in the programme notes it's described as being a multimedia production. I mean, it sounds like the story in itself could carry without the multimedia. But does that add, or what does it mean by multimedia?
Meaning that there is a virtual choir. So the music that's been composed by Jocelyn Pook is actually brought to us not only by 100 voices mixed together, but 100 little profile pics moving on the giant screen.
And they're all trans singers.
Yeah.
They're trans or non-binary singers as well. So, yeah, trans or non-binary virtual choir, which it had a stunning impact. Yeah. When you saw those faces, you saw the faces of real people. There was another element as well when Adam is looking up on the internet to find out, you know, am I the only person like this? And discovers that globally there are trans people everywhere, and there were testimonies flashed up on the back of the screen from trans lives, and I thought that was a really incredibly powerful moving moment.
And there's something this morning, actually, I watched the director Cora Bissett. She does a beautiful little interview on YouTube, and she tells you the narrative story of it, but including that moment of the internet and when Adam then first discovered there's a world out there, and it includes me.
The very fact that both of you who've seen this piece are itching to get in with points on indicates it's one of those shows you go and see and then you want to go and have a natter about it afterwards.
I went to the pub afterwards with two friends and we were just like
you both look really animated by it and things are coming to mind. So what else is coming to mind then?
I guess there's something which was just references me slightly, was that years ago at university I met John Lahr. Quite an unpleasant man, actually, who comes into a student production and goes, my pop, Butler, said to me, in show business, sincerity counts for no points, and walked out again. And I'm not going to swear on the radio, but I actually thought, no, sincerity counts for all points, because this is you doing your story, And what a privilege we all have to get on the radio or on television or on stage to talk about things to be seen. But he's allowing himself to be seen. That seems really important to me.
And brave.
Absolutely.
It was very brave. Yeah, it was very, very raw, very raw. And the stage set itself was yes. amazing because it was a slightly sloping stage set and they opened up flaps on the stage to bring things out. So they were bringing out a bed and bringing out various other items. So it was a really creative stage set. It was a bare, stark stage until they opened all these bits out of it. And I thought, you know, really, really clever stage design there. And the lighting was phenomenal as well.
Did it fit in? Because obviously the Theatre Royal is quite small and sometimes productions you get a sense of the scale has been trimmed slightly. But was that the case there?
Well, I would have one criticism in that I think the space was actually a bit too big. I mean, it was to fit a large audience in. And I have to say, I've never seen so many young people in the Theatre Royal either. I felt I would like to have seen it in a more intimate space. I don't know what you think, Bruce. Maybe somewhere like the Attenborough Centre, where you had it in the round and you were able to be, feel much more physical proximity to the performers, because it was a very physical performance.
Or in the semicircle or something, because the sort of physicality, it does open itself out.
I'd worry that neither of you would have slept if you'd been any closer and more intimate with the performance, because you look animated about it almost 24 hours on.
I guess the other thing, it is really nice to be able to come and talk about this, and also to say that if people want to go and see it, there are still tickets left. It's sold out tonight, but...
Oh, it has! Yeah. Excellent.
Which is fantastic.
Excellent.
But it's just something I think people will enjoy seeing. And
I reckon if it's sold out tonight, it'll be sold out for the rest of the run, so get in there quick. Get in there quick. And people were crying. I mean, people were actually sobbing in there. You know, it's very heart-rending in places. But, you know, a very positive ending, a very uplifting ending.
Absolutely. And that, actually, if I think about some of the conversation afterwards, someone said, you know, I just wondered, you know, it finished on a high. And my response was, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You married them.
Aren't we sick of films and plays where LGBT people die in the end of it? You know, there's too many of those, isn't there?
And also, this is die before the end of it, well before the end of it, and no longer exist in a lot of them.
Yeah. At least they weren't digging those two holes in God's Own Country, were they? Not in the version that I saw. But no, I think, you have to stop something somewhere, so why not stop it at this point?
Yeah, I think absolutely superb show. So definitely worth going to see. A lot of conversations to come out of that. So that's Adam at the Theatre Royal, 8 o'clock, runs through to Saturday. So it's quickly
Saturday,
grabbing a programme.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, so
Saturday evening,
it's
the last
8
show.
O'clock, I think it's a different time.
It's 7 o'clock on Saturday.
And 8 o'clock on Friday.
8 o'clock the rest of the time. Okay, so you may not go out and get a ticket tonight unless you grab one of those standbys. But definitely, if you want to go and see it, don't hum and haw. Do not prevaricate.
And there's just one thing. They've got different allocations at the Dome and at the theatre, so there's also two options of getting your tickets.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.